Sandy Grammer on Radio Life and Style at 7:45 on a Wednesday morning. We always find our way back home, especially if you've been to a good school like Crawford North Coast. And the reason for that segue is because Sonia Janssen, the Deputy Principal and Head of Academics from Crawford North Coast Prep, is in the house. And lovely to have you with us, Sonia.
Thank you.
With the open day officially being held this Friday, although you say every day is open day at Crawford North Coast, we thought it would be a good idea to position you with a few questions, because there are a few interesting facts that I don't think many people are aware of. Like, for example, what the IBPYP is. I mean, this is very, very strange jargon to me. Our school does IBPYP, and how it differs from IEB. Well, please explain.
Okay, so Crawford International North Coast is an authorized international baccalaureate world school, and we offer the PYP, which is the primary years program. That means that although our college is an IEB school,
which stands for?
So IEB is the acronym for the International Examination Board. It is a South African body that monitors and assesses our students. And IB, sounding very similar, is the acronym for International Baccalaureate. It's actually IBO, which is the International Baccalaureate Organization, but we just shorten it to IB.
Does this mean that Crawford kids that pass the illustrious exams can study overseas?
Absolutely, 100%. If you look at the International Baccalaureate, we, being part of that family, means that there's over 1,950,000 students in the world, which are International Baccalaureate students. There are over 5,400 schools around the world in over close to 160 countries.
Wow.
So you can go to virtually any country and you can find an International Baccalaureate school. In Southern Africa, there are 15, of which Crawford International, as a body, make up 8 of those 15 schools. And the interesting thing is that we're the first body of schools in the history of the International Baccalaureate, which is 54 years old, to actually all authorize as one body simultaneously. So it was quite an achievement, actually, for Crawford International.
How long have you had this nomenclature?
Yeah, it's we started our journey about 3 years ago. Our journey was started. This is our fourth year going in. Which in itself is quite an achievement. We managed to, it's quite a process. You can't just become, you can't sign up to become an IB school. You actually have to first apply to become a candidate. They then check out to see that everything's in place. You've got to have quality education. You've got to have incredible teachers. You've got to have resources. And you've got to have constant training. And you've got to be able to adapt to their program. That's quite
a big one.
It's a tough journey. And once you become a candidate, once they've said, okay, you can become a candidate, then they say to you, now we want you to implement this program for a whole year. And then we send an international team in to see if you're okay to apply to authorize as one of our schools.
Wow.
They then come in and they go give you the tick or the nod or not. And once that's done, you go into authorization, which is a process, again, where the International Baccalaureate send representatives from all around the world, and they come in and they literally check everything. Quality education is huge, and the implementation of the inquiry-based learning program is very big, and their framework is huge. And you get the go-ahead, and that's what we managed to do as a body of 8 schools.
So it's not just a certification, not just a tick in the box. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of training, raising children, really, to be global change makers.
Wow.
That's really what we want to do.
Okay, so she was, that explains a lot. And obviously, with the qualification, you get a matric, I presume, but is it an internationally recognized matric, or do you have to write further exams before you can study overseas?
I'm so glad that you've actually asked this question, because our high school, our college, is still IEB, so they still write the Independent Examination Board examination.
Uh-huh.
So the question we're asked often by parents is, well, what does it mean for my child writing an IEB exit examination if they have had an IB education leading up to that? And the fact of the matter is that when you look at the two bodies, when you look at their mission, when you look at their aims, the two of them, they're absolutely perfect for each other. Just to name a couple of things. So the IEB, our Independent Examination Board, really wants to, through their assessments, raise students who are critical users of information, ethical reasoners, problem solvers, creative and reflective thinkers, and lifelong learners. This is all language that we use from our grade triple noughts, so our three-year-olds, right through. And this is the language that we're building into them. They also, the IEB have that social side where they want to have society members who are respectful of diversity. Live in our country, it's an absolute must. It's essential. And for them, particularly in our South African context, this is important. They want active citizens who are committed to upholding the principles of the South African Constitution. And when you look at the PYP basic principles, it is so similar. We're looking for students who embody everything that they think are good for citizens. And we have a set of 10 learner profiles that we use with our students right throughout their schooling. And those learner profiles are things like open-minded, principled, caring, inquiring, knowledgeable, thinking. So those are you can just see how those attributes marry one another. And really, we want students who demonstrate agility and imagination and who will respond to new and unexpected challenges in what we have today is a very uncertain world.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So you're preparing kids for life.
We're preparing kids for life. And we're preparing kids to take action.
But if they want to go and study overseas, do they have to take action in the form of another exam?
No, they don't. So as an IEB school and at Crawford College North Coast, what we have is we are in partnership with a group that talk to colleges, universities, some of the top universities all around the world, and are giving access, helping them find access to those top universities without having to write an additional examination.
Okay.
Wow.
So, not only do you get a well-rounded, well-balanced education, the real thing, not answer the questions and tick the boxes, but coping for life, but you also then have the doors open to an international experience if you want to study further, which I suppose the world now is a very much smaller place, and there's obviously a few financial considerations to take under consideration, but the opportunity exists for people that want to, if they are fortunate enough to have gone through Crawford education, to go and open up the oyster that is the world.
Totally. And what's interesting about the International Baccalaureate is that it is a framework. It is not a curriculum. So it's not content bound. And I suppose the reason for that is because it is such a big international body. So we want our children to be able to cover any potential exit examination that they may have to write at any in any country or at any school. And this was important for us because many of our students are international students. So we want to be able to make the world their oyster, as you say. For us, it's important that students learn to process information, internalize it, manage it, and then manage their expression of their understanding. Yeah. Because then you take content, which is very insular, right out of that equation. So in short, it's really based on skills and management. And it's those skills of learning that will supersede the constraints of content.
So important. I remember when I left school, going to university after a segue through the military, and getting an absolute zero for the first time in my life. I got a zero for a history assignment. And I couldn't believe it because I'd done really well at school. I mean, they said, you know, you actually plagiarized your way through the entire exercise. I said, well, that's what we do. You find the information in the library, you write it down. He said, word for word. Oh, well, that's what we did at school. You got a zero, mate, and now you better start growing up. It was a huge shock.
Yeah.
So obviously times have changed.
We have a whole policy called our academic honesty policy just for that reason, simply because plagiarism is huge. And with the internet at our children's fingertips today, we have to teach them how to be great digital citizens.
Mm.
And part of that is that whole thing about plagiarism. So we have a whole academic honesty policy that is in place from our 3-year-olds right through. to the matric.
See, that's why my kids keep giving me a clout every time I say or do something that is considered to be naughty.
Yeah.
And I do that quite often, to my shame, but I'm learning. This is the thing. Training not just the kids of the future, but in fact, I think the parents and in many cases the grandparents.
Yeah, probably.
To become
yeah.
better global citizens. Wonderful chatting to you, Sonia. Yeah. And just a reminder that if you would like to find out more about what Crawford North Coast has to offer you and your loved ones, well, there's an open day this coming Friday. Can I presume, because there's still COVID restrictions and we're not out of the woods yet with that story, does one have to make an appointment?
Yes, if you would phone the school, the number is 032-943-3240. It just makes it easier. We make sure that we are on hand. But for the whole of Friday, you can just pop in and someone will be there to assist you.
That's Crawford North Coast at your service. And we've been very privileged to be chatting to the Deputy Principal and Head of Academics from the Prep, Sonia Janssen. Thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you for having me. It was lovely.
And The Morning Show is brought to you proudly by Lily White and Cool Cotton.
Lily White Laundry and Hygiene is the most advanced.